Well, my friends, we have arrived at the last day, the last Sunday before Christmas. If you haven't finished your shopping, I wear an extra large. Oh, no, never mind. I don't know where that came from. How'd that get in here? You know you're in trouble when a Catholic priest uses a good Protestant to kick off his homily. His name was Charles Spurgeon. And he wrote these words, "And when the Lord Jesus has become your peace, remember, there is another thing, goodwill towards men. Do not try to keep Christmas without goodwill towards men." Well, as I said before, we've come to that fourth Sunday of Advent. Today we are called to take Christ to others, to bring others to experience Christ by our positive actions, as our Blessed Mother Mary demonstrated in that generous and selfless visit to Elizabeth, her cousin. If you have ever had the joy and privilege of traveling with a pregnant woman, you know what we're talking about. If you have ever traveled as a pregnant woman, you really know what we're talking about. This was a generous and selfless visit to her cousin. So may you leap with joy in God's presence today and always. Today's reading reminds us that Jesus is reborn every day in ordinary people, living ordinary lives, who have the willingness to respond to God's call and the openness to do God's will. They suggest that Christmas should inspire us to carry out God's word as Mary and Jesus did, in perfect obedience to His will, in cheerful kindness and unselfish generosity. Contrary to the belief of many in our culture, Christmas time, it's really not a time to show off our wealth, our affluence. It really shouldn't be a time of indulging in various forms of pleasure, luxury, luxurious living, social activities. You see, the readings of today highlight what should characterize everything we do in this Advent season. And that is taking Christ to others. It is a time we bring people to experience Christ by our way of living. This is the most important of all and the true spirit of Christmas. It does not matter whether you are a wealthy person, an important person, a significant person, what do they call it now? An influencer? I don't even know what that exactly means. I don't think I need to know. God wants to use you to bring Himself to others. Now, what does that kind of look like? Well, it means the next time you go in to buy a cup of coffee at the local Stop and Rob, you speak nicely to that person behind the counter. You speak nicely to them. You know, from time to time when I go in, there's one that's fairly close to my house, and I'll ask the gentleman, "Where are you from?" And he'll kind of look at me. He say, "From Pakistan." And I look at him and say, "Has anybody said recently to you, 'We're glad you're here'?" Crickets. With you? Crickets with him. He doesn't know what to say. I said, "We're really glad you're here. Well, thank you." Yeah. Just a nice word. When you go through a drive-through, now this is what I finally have come to do. I hear them say, and I'll say, "I want this, this, and this." And they'll say, I say, "Yes, that's exactly what I ordered." And then I have a little game. I drive on up to the window and I pay for it. And I thank the young lady or the young man, wish them a good day. And then I pull up into one of the little parking slots and open up my bag to see what I got. It's kind of like opening a Christmas present. Or maybe like Forrest Gump? Never know quite what you're going to get. But it's okay. It's okay. Used to be that Burger King said, "You can have it your way." Well, I gave up that a long time ago. The only time I actually pitch a fit is when somebody puts mayonnaise on a hamburger. Now, that one will mean I have to park and go in and take it back, because I can't do mayonnaise on a hamburger. But other than that, be nice. Be nice. They'll wonder what you're up to. God wants to use you to bring himself to others. In the gospel, St. Luke tells us how two seemingly insignificant women met to celebrate the love, the kindness, and the true fidelity of God in their lives. It shows us how sensitive Mary was to the needs of her older cousin Elizabeth, who had miraculously become pregnant in her old age. Got quiet again out there. I'm just saying. I just tell you the stories that are in the big book. For St. Luke, discipleship consists in listening to God's word and then carrying it out. And Mary does both to become the most perfect of disciples. I offer you a quote from St. Teresa of Calcutta. "At this Christmas, when Christ comes, will he find a warm heart in you? Mark the season of Advent by loving and serving others with God's own love and God's own concern." We need to carry Jesus to others as Mary did. Christmas is the ideal time for us to be filled with the Spirit of Christ, allowing his rebirth within us. Once Christ is reborn in us, he enables us to share his love with all whom we encounter by offering them humble and committed service, unconditional forgiveness, and compassionate, caring love. Unconditional forgiveness. Kind of like the love and the forgiveness we experience in the confessional. Let us take time to visit others during this Christmas season, especially those who are sick and those who are shut-ins, to bring some inspiration into their lives and hopefully to bring them closer to their Father God. Now, adults, we need to bless and encourage the younger generation. Elizabeth demonstrates the responsibility of an older generation to inspire the younger generation. So, grandparents, godparents, parents, teachers, leaders, you all have the responsibility of encouraging those young people around you by complimenting and encouraging one's spouse, children, and friends. Let us make them know how valuable they are to us and to God. You see, God is faithful to His promises. In the first reading from the prophet Micah, He gives the assurance to the Jews that God is faithful to all of His promises and that from the unimportant village of Bethlehem, God will send them the long-expected ruler, the long-expected Messiah. From something and somewhere insignificant, God brings out something truly significant. It doesn't matter how insignificant your good deeds are. God always treasures them and makes something meaningful out of them. You know, the saddest thing I hear is, "Father, well, I can't do this, or I can't do that, or I can only do, or..." Just offer it to God. When you're listening to the Christmas Carol radio station, and that's what adults listen to, by the way, radio stations. Listen for that song about a little drummer boy. Yeah. It seemed so insignificant, but it was the gift that he could give to his tiny Lord and Savior. So, be positive-minded, never to be discouraged in doing what little you can for others in this season of Advent leading to Christmas. Our second reading encourages us to give thanks to Christ who offered the sacrifice of perfect obedience that liberated us from sin. At Christmas, we celebrate that unique sacrificial gift of Christ coming into the world. May our lives be sacrificial in this season of Advent leading to Christmas to reciprocate God's gift of Himself to us and to all humanity. May you and your family leap for joy as Christ enters your home this holy season. Amen.